This is the Composer's Datebook for April 13th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in the year 2000 at the University of Iowa, the Kallikstein Robinson Laredo Piano Trio gave the premier performance of a chamber work written for them by the American composer Richard Daniel Poor. Subtitled A Child's Reliquary, this was a musical response to every parent's worst nightmare, the death of a young child. Specifically, the drowning death of the 18-month-old son of Daniel Poor's friend, Carl St. Clair, the conductor of the Pacific Symphony in California. "I know of nothing more tragic or heartbreaking," explained Daniel Poor, adding, "My trio was intended as a kind of Kinder Totenlieder without words, and everything in the piece, including references to the Brahms Cradle Song, relates to its initial inspiration." In the Middle Ages, a reliquary was a container used to hold holy objects, the relics of a saint, perhaps. In our own time, concertgoers would recognize emotional allusions to the famous lullaby or cradle song by Brahms in Daniel Poor's score, as well as echoes of Mahler's Kinder Totenlieder song cycle, dealing with similar parental loss. In 2006, Daniel Poor reworked A Child's Reliquary into a concerto for violin, cello, and full orchestra. And this new version was premiered by violinist Jamie Laredo and cellist Sharon Robinson with the Pacific Symphony led by Carl St. Clair. For the conductor, a remarkable act of loving memory and proof, perhaps, of the healing power of music. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.